Plane travel and plane child, bro. Brichas
Agurma. Tonight's year is sponsored by Barry Frank and Family in honor of the wedding of his daughter a number of weeks ago. We thank you for holding off your sponsorship until we really needed you. They should be zoicha to build a bayis nemen be Yisrael. And you shouldn't be, empty nest syndrome. It's okay. It's only for the good. Morai Rabotai. And it'll say, that's all I can say. I want to welcome two guests who flew in from Eretz Yisrael.
Just to be on the video.
From E Israel. Somebody pointed out to me that you know when a sefer is really Haredi, so they don't want to write printed in Israel because that applies the state of Israel. So they write printed in E Israel. So that's Eretz Yisrael. So, of course, to Mendel Gottesman, this is not his first time in our shiur, Baruch Hashem, coming from the beautiful town of, named for myself, Neve Daniel, and, and we won't get into that. And to Rav David Freelander, Shlita, the administrator of the yeshivas, Oida Yosef Birchas Avraham, something, from Ramat Beit Shemesh. We welcome you. We thank you for coming to be included in the video of tonight's shiur. Please, as the video gentleman comes, just act as normal, continue eating, pretend you're listening to the shiur. So tonight's shiur is a continuation of last week's shiur. Don't worry if you weren't at last week's shiur. Don't worry. I'm sure you're very worried, but we'll give a little synopsis. Tonight we're going to discuss two important inyanim. One of them is traveling by plane, which is always a shaila lahalacha, when Birchas Hagolma should be said. And the second one is by childbirth, whether a woman in fact should be saying Birchas Hagolma for a childbirth. Just to give a synopsis.
Since she gives birth on the plane?
Then you have two. Just to give a synopsis of last week, the Gemara tells us in Baruchas Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Arba Tzorchim Lahodos. There are four people who have to give Hodos to the Ribono Shalom. The Shulchan Aruch reminds us in Reish Tes that is the Rashi Tevos of Chaim, an easy acronym to remember. Basically, as we know, Yerdei Hayam has to, somebody who is a chola has to, somebody who goes mizvaros, or somebody who comes out of jail. So we discussed last week about a katan, what the halachas would be for a katan, and we said that halacha l'maisa, it would seem, according to most poskim, a katan doesn't because chayovim, the word chayovim in Birchas Hagomel implies that he would be guilty and a child under bar mitzvah is not guilty. Notably, a number of Sfarish poskims and a few Ashkenazic poskim, like the Ben Ishchai and others, do quote, in fact, the halacha shari tshuva, the halacha being that a katan would say Birchas Hagomel, but of course we said the Mishnah Berurah and many others did not. Tonight's year, I think, is a little bit more interesting because it'll be a little bit more labor-dick as far as what the halacha is. We mentioned last week, in source number one, the Mishnah Berurah Reishu Tet, which pointed out that a cousin should not say Birchas HaGoyimel, even if you're going to taina, it's only for chinuch purposes, because we don't want him to be in that situation ever. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, in source number one, Gam Noshim in the Goyim, She'ein Mevarchim, Brachazu, because of Achroinim, Atam Mishud, so why don't they make the Bracha? They say the Brachazu, who in the Asura, right? We learned out that there were a number of Hidurim when it came to the mitzvah, right? We pointed that Avnei Nezer, which was very important. The Avnei Nezer says that one of the reasons why the Katan doesn't say Birchas HaGomel is because there are a number of Hidurim by this mitzvah. A Katan only does mitzvahs al chinuch if he could do it fully. Therefore, we're told, a Katan should do it when he can be Misatei Flitzitzis, when he can do the whole thing. And one of those hidurim is asara. It has to be done in front of 10 men. And what are we worried about for a woman? As we'll see, quote Basa Melech Tanima, it's not theistic. So we, according to the Mishnah Berurah, this is why women. This is not talking only about childbirth. Anytime. If you had a real situation, right, bona fide situation where the joke here was plane travel and plane childbirth. So if you had a situation, Rachmana Litzlan, where she had a cesarean section, this was a very, very scary situation, Lekuli Amal Lo Pligi, She had to say a Birchas HaGoyimel. She was in a sakana. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't matter. She never says a Birchas HaGoyimel.
Does the one who makes the
bracha upon the tent? So we said that it should be okay, right? We pointed out about the Talmud Chacham, but I think that would be okay. Then he writes, V'yeshe kasvu demikol makam nachon, Who should tivarach b'fnei asara achol panim b'fnei noshim v'ish echad? Right. So the different situations we pointed out the bir halacha, which pointed out the entertains the husband saying it for the wife out eizu kenegdo. But then we pointed out most don't agree with that. So the question is though really by childbirth. The childbirth is going to be the other shaila. Is there really a sakana over here nowadays? Right. V'haraya. Right. A woman is not any woman who has natural childbirth and there's no complications has to leave the hospital ASAP. Right. 48 hours. What is it? In Eretz Yisrael, what is it? 48 minutes. They got to go out right away. So comes along the Sitz Eliezer. I'm doing a little bit out of order. Please don't bother me. And the Sitz Eliezer says in source number 2, and he has a number of tshuvas. I think 4 that I saw. Chelik Yudzayin Simon Tes. He has one right before Simon Ches, as follows. Oh, Yesh Lomar, Ki Hagoyin, the Baal Avnei Nezer. So we pointed out last week, the Avnei Nezer pointed out, right, a number of different things when it came to Birchas HaGomel. So he says, Sober the Nusach Birchas HaGomel is what? L'chayovim Tovos. She shouldn't say Birchas HaGomel. Why? What is she chayo for? Who asked her to have the baby? The Ribbono Shel Olam said Puruvu. So how can you tie it to me that she should go ahead and say Chayovim? What did she do wrong? So he continues and he quotes in the name, very interesting, this Harav Horowitz in the Shalos of Chuvah, Matin Levi. Says as follows, very, very interesting tshuva. We'll see it quoted more than once. In the Chelik Beis, or Achaim Simon Ches, Shehev L'Shelo, Im Nohogim Bekilos, Shehanoshim Mevarchas Birchas Agomer, Lachar Leda, should you say it or not? And he answered, Belo, Achsov, what, Ma, Shenira, Leniyat, Taiti, the Ikar Adav, the Hinei, Yesh L'Chakor, Shesidur Abaseinu Zal, Benusach HaBrocha, Agom L'Chayvim, right? We know this is a Birchas, but this is what we said before. That we didn't want we didn't want the cousin to go ahead and say Birchas HaGomel. Why? Because Chayavim. So Zuck the Mishnah Berurah. Others say, what should we do over here? Take out the word Chayavim. He should make a new bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elchinim Echalam HaGoymel Shegam Lani Kol Tov. Zuck the Mishnah Berurah. You can't change the Matbeah of a bracha because it was Chazal. But Zuck this Shuvah of the Masi Levi, quoting the Tzitz Eliezer, as follows, HaGoymel Chayavim Tovos. Could it be that the Rabbanon in their infinite wisdom would want us to make a bracha on something that the Rabbanon Shalom wants us to do? Can't be. Right? And then he writes, The Rabbanon Shalom commanded us a mitzvah min haTorah to have children. So you're going to tell me that the woman now has to say a Birchas HaGomel for having the child that the Rebbeinu Shalom told her to have? Right? And you can't do the mitzvah without a sakana. So if you could define a mitzvah that's done and the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to do the mitzvah, it can only be done a Yidei Sakana, you can't say a Birchas HaGomel. Because that's not appropriate. You're giving hodas to the Rebbeinu Shalom that you're chayav for something? He wants you to have a child. So that's very, very, very important according to the Sitz Eliezer over here. Again, in the name of this Matzah Levi. So he writes, right, so how could she say Birchas HaGomel? And he continues, below Tiknu Bazeh Baracha, V'hodah, She'atzilu Hashem Yisparach. You're going to make a bracha, you're thanking Hashem that he took me out of this dangerous situation. Adra, listen to this. Misha Mevarach, B'kigoyin Zeh, Mechsoy Emunah Chasu Shalom. Right? Shalom, Yiftach Mahashem, She'atzilu, right? You're going to make the bracha, what's wrong with making the bracha? Chisoyin and Emunah. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted you to do this, and now you're going to say Birchas HaGomel? Can't be. Can't do it.
But don't. I mean, we believe that Hashem causes everything. So if you're in some other kind of sakana,
yeah,
Hashem caused that.
Right.
So it means Hashem wanted you to be in that sakana also.
So the time is going to be obvious. Okay. The Rebbeinu Shalom knew you'd be in that sakana. There's a reason why childbirth is in fact a little bit dangerous, right? According to from eyewitness accounts I've seen, right? It is a sakana. There's not only is it a sakana, it is clear, it is obvious that it is not as easy as it was maybe intended to be, whatever it's because of chava, whatever the reasons are. So maybe then you should say Birchas HaGomel. And that's where the Sicilian continues in the next paragraph. So it could be that this makes sense according to the Avnei Nezer. If there was a chait, if there's something that the person potentially did wrong, that's the only time that you make a Birchas HaGomel. There has to be some sort of guiltiness in doing this, right? And that's going to be a lead into the airplane shaila, right? Here the person's going to come, and what is he? What do you mean he's guilty? He decides that he wants to get on the plane and go to Mozambique, right? Why does he want to go to Mozambique? He wants to go on a vacation to Mozambique. So explain to me why. What do you mean? The Ribbono Shel Olam, he's guilty because he put himself in the Makom Sakana. Who asked him to put himself in the Makom Sakana? Why should you say a Birchas HaGomel to put yourself in that Makom Sakana? In the case where the person is Rachmana Litzlan, he has a terrible car accident, and he right, so that the Ribbono Shel Olam saved him. He has to be Moses the Ribbono Shel Olam. He knew that he was guilty. There's a reason why he had the car accident. But what are we going to say? There's a reason why Hashem convinced him to go to Mozambique, all right, or Eretz Yisrael, to get on a plane to go to Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? He put himself in that safana. What? Oh, good, good. So Yaki says maybe take a boat. Maybe that's a good answer. Maybe we're going to say to him, yeah, there are ways that are less safana, although as we know, taking a boat is exactly what the Gemara says, you should say it. Right, so maybe, okay, maybe we can come up with a way, yeah.
That would go for not saying.
Yeah. Right. 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 So maybe we're exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. So maybe we're going to go ahead and distinguish exactly between different types of flights. I'm sure Baruch Hashem, everybody here has been on that flight where there's been a Makom Sakana, right? Where you know the he gets on and he says, you know, Marai Rabotai. Right? Put your seatbelts on. There's a reason for it. The turk, whatever it is, the person feels like there was a Makom Sakana. Or, clearly, he could go to a certain place, a certain plane, right? The guy goes to Rahman al-Slan, he has to go on a plane to a business trip to Pakistan. So, from what I'm told, it's not a pleasant plane ride, and it could be more of a Sakana in that case. It could be. Could be. Right? It used to be, you know, Tower Air and those things. I don't know. Maybe, you know, some airlines were, some airlines aren't. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, you're right. So we're going to see that. And that could be halacha l'maisa. Let's, yeah. Sure, 1 second. Rega, like this. Yeah.
I'm saying it's
different
the case of
childbirth. Yeah.
Is a man, not a woman.
Oh, okay, good. I thought somebody would say that. Oh, it's good Israeli cop. So they're good tainus. So Mendel says, what do you mean? She's not chayav, of course. She's not chayav to say, what do you mean? She's not chayav of Peruvu, the famous Shiloh over there. Right, what is she making the right, the brachos on the chuppah? Okay, that's true. And even for, right, for him, Baruch Hashem, so he got married with a
Hashem Mitzvah. Even if it's yeah. Puravu, so has one a girl.
Yeah.
So the third one is a...
Okay, fine. Okay, good. So you're being a little bit more technical, and you're saying that really she's not chai puravu, what's the mitzvah? So there is still a mitzvah that you're even applied to Goyim, that, right, to the Gentile nations, and that is that we have to...
Populate.
Right, to populate. That's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah puruvu, out Jewish, so that's different. That only applies to the man. You're true. And then there's child by men and women, or that's the shita that maybe it applies to grandparents, right? That was my first vort. There's a vort that says that you only have a kayim puruvu when your son has another son, right? So you continue the generation. So that was my vort that I said at my, by Yaakov's, what was that thing called? Shalom Zacher. So that's what I said over there. I said, oh, my father's so lucky, he's finally a kayim puruvu. According to one small sheet in Rishonim. Okay, no. So let's just, okay, so you're right. So let's see that. So let's just see the last line. Let's finish off the Sisal Yezer. And he says, Abba Alita Rapoiskim Shelo Sabra Bikazos Yesh Loma Shafir Desibri Nami Shabrachas Agoymel Bioledes Hu Shafir Vimokam Soda. We pointed out before, Rabbi Yisai, this is a very important point. Why are we saying Birchas Agoymel to start with? It's because of the Korban Soda. For those in Eretz Yisrael, the Korban Toda. That was said, right? We said we make this Korban Toda, that's the whole reason. That's why we say it in the morning. Okay, I understand there's a machlokes. Most of us hopefully stand by Mizmor Lasoda, or Mizmor Latoda, and that's why what? It's because, Lezecher the Korban, right? It's Zecher the Korban. Some people say you don't stand by it, it's, what is it? It's Tehillim. So that's the Shiloh. So he says that it's B'makam Korban Toda, V'yehodah al-shet Sila Hashem Yisparech, Yiyem Me'ezah Tam She'iyah. That the Ribbono Shel Olam saved us, for whatever reason it was, right? Because of the MS, Kena Torah Chaim b'chidusha of Sanhedrin. Very important. Listen to this. There is a sefer called the Torah Chaim on Sanhedrin that says, and he says, Ani Omer Devrimaska Ani Omer Dimesh Noagim. The custom that we have, Nisha Yelda Lo Ishta Kisho Medes Achel Medaso. So what's the custom? Maybe a little bit more similar to what you're saying, Mendel, is as follows: she has a child, he, the husband, goes to the shul, the Beis Knesset, ad bala koira b'toira, or maybe he just gets an aliyah. Uveyesh mekomish mechuyav lekroisa, skan lekroisa. There's some places Nebuch he can't read, so the skan, alright, let's call him the bala koira read. Lifnei ha'isha srikal lehoidah salanisa, right? That is the whole void of him getting an aliyah, right? We never knew this before. The reason why he's a chiyuv to get an aliyah that first Shabbos is out birchas ha'goyimel. Beautiful. Zok is perish on the Sanhedrin, this Torah Chayim, the only reason, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why, and then when he says this, when he says Baruch Hu Hashem Levora, he should have special kavana, because that's to the Birchas HaGomel. Yeah. We can leave now. You're done, right? Get us back. I forgot this is on. Right, I take my shit. Pause. So Zok over there says like this. So he said, it's very, 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 very nice. And he makes a pesumes of, like a pesumi nisa. The mechayev haskan lekroisa lefliya isha, right? You say it in front of her or not. He says, Baruch Hashem Revarach, shenosim bracha al hodah. La Hashem bishvil ishto shebrichas hodah. And that is in place of birchas hagomel gamarnu. That's the only thing. And then he ends off the tshuva, lefi divrei hasaris tshuva, the chalice tshuva, hasaris tshuva. Would make sense according to what it says in the Sefer Achira. There was a korban of the yoledas that she brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Anybody know why she had to bring that korban? She had to bring the korban because what sometimes, I don't know if you ever witnessed this, from what I'm told, not in my case certainly, and Baruch Hashem is not on the video, it's on the tape, my wife doesn't listen to the tape, she might see the video, and that is that there are some women who right before the baby's coming out and she's in a lot of pain, the epidural's not going as well as it should, say some things that they're not going to regret later because they don't have to regret anything during childbirth, but they might say some things that aren't so pashut, right? She might make a neder. This happens, unfortunately, Mela Chu is on this. She makes a neder to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I will never, ever have children again, right? Right? Or she could bring the Nedim. All right, let's get divorced, right? Whatever it is. Okay, many different cases, none of which ever happened to me. So, things like that. So she brings the court because it's been now the Nadarim and this and that, or Pasha, she used Lashonis that were not Nikios, right? She said things that were not appropriate. So, again, I really don't understand that case, but apparently that could happen. So, because of that, hypothetically. So what? So now she has to bring her korban anyway, and that makes sense according to the Chinuch, who says when she brings the korban, we're talking about the Beis Hamikdash now, one of the reasons is also to give Hodos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what we learned from the two of Tzitzel Yezer is as follows. It could be that according to the Avnei Nezer, the reason why a woman would not say a bracha by Yoledes is because Ribbono Shel Olam was mitzvah, according to this other tshuva, that she was mitzvah to have the mitzvah, and even if you say it's not a mitzvah, but still, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants her to have children. So you don't make a brachas lekomo, it's something the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and we'll see that brought out a little bit more, that idea. And also he said, very important idea, I think the Torah's Chaim is very important, and that's the whole thing about the Aliyah. She shouldn't feel bad, right? Listen, I don't have to tell you, we'll see a very interesting minhag Yerushalayim, but in general, until the Maidernisha people, including myself, invented this, so this was not a popular thing. A woman did not say Birchas HaGoyimel after Yoledes. Right. Oh, exactly. So that they would go to shul, and so it's very interesting. It used to be, I think we once gave a shiur on baby naming, when it should be done. So we rush, mamish, it sometimes creates a big shalom bias issues with parents and in-laws, right? We rush to name the baby because it's like a makam sakana that if you don't name the baby right away. Used to be that the baby was not named until when? 40 days? 40 days after, right? Zohar and Akeva was different. Why? So that she would be in the shul. She would be in the shul, he would get an aliyah, he would say Baruch HaShem Mavoyrach, he would hear from the husband, that would be her Birchas HaGoyimel. That's the way it used to be. Granted, we'll see in a moment that not everybody had this custom. Bottom line, according to Tzitzel Yezer, it would appear to be that it could be to say that a woman should not make Birchas HaGoyimel. She doesn't have to worry about this whole thing. Okay. Comes along the Mincha Shlomo. The Mincha Shlomo says it over here in source number 3 in Chelek Beis, Siman Dalet, also in his Sefer, in the Halicha Shlomo, as follows. Masha Kosov HaHar Tzvi, he quotes the name of Tzvi Pesach Frank in a tshuva as well. Hatam Sheyoledes Lo Tzvar Es Birchas HaGoyimel Mishum, Shebenusach HaBracha, she says Chayavim, Be'akavona De'ein Yisurim Be'locheta Be'yoledes Lo Shayach, Shali Deizem Yimena Machla Abayim La'odam Ke'oynesh Elo Shekein Darko, right? This is the way of nature. This is the way you're going to have a baby. Again, I assume, according to all these tshuvas, there would be a different case if there was a sakana. right? Meaning if you normally have childbirth one way, and they rush you to the emergency room, and there's a lot of sakana, so then it's birchas agoyim, it would be different. So the Minchas Shlomo Zalman Avraham is going to discuss two cases. One's the yoledet, and one's the general case. If what happens if she needs to make a bona fide birchas agoyim, does she make it or not? So he continues and he says, okay, what about my famous shel's tshuva, Mata Levi? Everybody likes his tshuva. Tivarech birchas agoyim, she should. Ki im anachnu losus varech. Why? Ki im anachnu moichim maasos mitzvah. She yesh l'chaim and b'li sakana. It's the only way you could do it. So why should you make it? Hari Hashem yisbarech. Who? Hamitzuvahu Ashoymer, the Lo Shaykh Livarak Ruchas Agorim Lechayim, right? Maybe a little bit similar to Pesach Night. Pesach Night, we don't say Hamafi, the Rosh Hashanah is protecting us. He promised he would protect us. So here too, he told you to have a baby, he's going to protect you. So what are you making a Birchas Agorim? Being E after the Lay, the Belis Sakana, right? So that's what are you supposed to do? You have no choice, right? Therefore. Yeah.
But, I mean, still the idea of a woman being Chayavim is still applicable, right? So the Kodesh Baruch Hu commands you to have children. But she could still be a chayav, and therefore, as a result of that, she's in a sakana type of situation. Perhaps she's more susceptible to something happening than...
Right, so that's what I was thinking. That's what maybe what you could say for the plane as well, is that even though, quote-unquote, she put herself in the makam sakana, okay, it's very nice, but you're correct. Tachlis. Would any doctor tell you there's not a sakana here? Yeah, not only a doctor, the halacha is quite clear. She's not going to fast on Yom Kippur if it's, you know, whatever hours you paskin afterwards. It's a sakana in certainly right away. It's a supposed yeshba sakana. We know this. There's the halachas of Shabbos. If she if you didn't time it correctly, so you get in that car and you drive to the hospital. Well, we're going to say, well, come on, it's nature. Rebbeinu Shalom wants it this way. He'll figure out a way for you to get to the hospital. So of course you can take her on Shabbos to the hospital. Then she really could make that nether of not wanting to marry you. So you're correct, and that would be one welcome. We'll see. He's not done yet until the other. He quoted this and he said. So he says like this. Sorry. So he continues. So we can say the same thing. By let's say our good friends over here, right? I assume that both of them did not violate the issur of leaving Eretz Yisrael without good reason. I assume they're here for some tzarach mitzvah. You're here for a wedding, no? And you right, parnasa, no? Perfect. Gemara from first Gemara. So he's right. So these are mitzvahs, zakar shlomo zalman. So they shouldn't say birchas agoyim either, right? How many people? I mean, it's difficult to say, right? Almost everybody that goes, that goes to Eretz Yisrael comes back. So there's a reason for it. He says a makom mitzvah. It's a makom mitzvah. He's going for chadas. He's going for a wedding. So there's no gomel. The Ribbono Shel Olam, right, wanted him to go to the tzarach mitzvah, right? I know this is going a little bit beyond the scope of the yoledet, but he entertains that. However. Right? She says you can't apply this and say, well, no, it's not really chayav because we said by the katan last thing. Maybe that's a raya. The Magen Avraham is a raya. A katan doesn't make it because they're not chayav. So too an adult if they're not chayav. No, that's not what we're saying, right? Like Ari said, that's the point. It doesn't matter. You put yourself in the sakana. You didn't put yourself in the sakana. The fact is, well, you did it for tzarach mitzvah or not. There still is a makom sakana here. You're having a child. You're having whatever it is. You decide you have to have elective surgery. Whatever the situation is, or you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz for makom mitzvah. Still, you're putting yourself in sakana. You make a birchas agoyim.
So then maybe, I mean, I don't know percentage wise, whatever it is, but yeah. Maybe every time you get in a car, you should make a birchas.
Yeah. So Baruch Hashem, I didn't see that in print, but some person told me that there were rabbanim who said that a person should limit their leisure travel. I mean, a person shouldn't just get in the car and start driving for no reason, right? There are two things over here that we have to just make a good point on. And that is that, first of all, birchas hagoyimel is a birchas hodah, which means there's no chiyuv to make a birchas hagoyimel, right? What that means is that a person is not chayuv to make a birchas hagoyimel, he has the choice whether to make it or not. So therefore, that's why some people are more makel, and they say, well, it's my choice, I'm gonna err to the side of Safik Brachos Lahatkel over here. Now, the question is, there are two questions over here. There's a general isser of V'chayibahem, V'shamartim Es Nafsh Roseichem, tells us that you're not allowed to do something that's a makom sakana. So if we define, for argument's sake, bungee jumping, maybe even skiing, these type of activities, as the percentage-wise, tells us that it's a makom sakana, it's 100% usser to do. And that means that one could argue that if he put himself in the makom sakana and there was a sakana, we have to question where the gomel is over there, because he violated halacha. What?
Shomer, sorry,
Right, so Shom Pesachim Hashem is not going to apply, well, it's a joke, right? Shom Pesachim Hashem applies to idiots, but not all idiots. Right? It means if you put yourself in a sakana, that was the famous, they use it by smoking. Smoking, so that the original tshuva of Rav Moshe, which with the famous Sitz Eliezer, which he agreed with way back in 1984, was what? Was that then they didn't know the sakana that was there. So they said, whatever it is. But nobody, but you can't really define nowadays Shom Pesachim Hashem. It's defined as a statistic that it does cause quite injury. Where Shom Pesachim might apply is that...
Shom Pesachim is where a lot of people...
Right, so he's skiing, so everybody goes skiing. So you're going to tell me skiing, so let's say the percentages are high. There are Rosh Yeshiva in YU who say it's 100% usher al Shemar Tzav Aslam Shechem, and others say, what do you mean? Doshi Rei Bavim, go see what everybody does. Everybody goes skiing. Bungee jumping and flying out of planes, so that's not as common, at least in our generation, right? So that's the intricate way you're going to have to define it. Let's just see how Rosh Shlomo Zalman Paskins at the end. Doesn't matter. He has to be right. It's only the katan who's not chiyuv because he is not a bar oynish. But others, they should say, it's not. So the Shlomo Zalman, the reason why women doesn't say Birchas Hagoyim has nothing to do with the fact that the chayovim, it has to do with imnei hasnuya kol batam el penima. That's what it has to do with. Rakhmi Yoledes, there's a special heter. Why? Ragim Nargim Yushalayim, it actually is quoted as a Minag Yushalayim, to make the bracha. Why? Because apparently there used to be, not that she would go to shul, that there would be a group of family that would come, whatever it was, she would make a Birchas HaGoyim, there would be 10 men there, and she would say Birchas HaGoyim in her own house. Yes, we passing it, yes, and then if not, it's a Bracha Levatala. It's a Pshayla, maybe, if you could say, by a Beis Din, so maybe that would be good enough. So, and then he writes, Zerak mitzvah v'lo chiyuvus, right? So she shouldn't jump to run to shul to say Birchas HaGoyim. According to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, there is a minhag Yerushalayim to say Birchas HaGoyim for even a Yoledes, but as it's pointed out, that's for a Yoledes and nobody else, right? They don't make these parties for Stam, a woman, Nebuch, Rachman al-Islan, she, whatever, just had the tricky surgery, right? She had a gallbladder removed, which probably, not probably, gets a Birchas HaGoyim because you went under anesthesia, but... So nobody, oh wow, we're all going to come over, we're going to have your gallbladder party. No, that's not normally done, so I don't think that became the Minhag Yerushalayim. Minhag Yerushalayim is only by a Yoledes woman. Generally, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Paskins, the reason why she doesn't make a Birchas HaGoyim has nothing to do with Chayav, not Chayav, the Rebbe Shalom wanted this way. No, it has to do with Tznius. Tznius is not appropriate for her to make a Birchas HaGoyim. We'll see in a moment, it's not necessarily all well accepted that's so. So comes along the Sheol Tshuva Tshuva Tzanagas. Unfortunately, tonight's shiur, unfortunately people here, those that are newer to the shiur or visiting the shiur, I know that everybody in the shiur would love for us to go hours and hours, but we have to get home. This is a shiur that could go on hours and hours because there are so many tshuvas on this. I would say almost every major poskim in some way touches upon this, which created a very difficult situation for me in my long research from 8 to 9 o'clock. This evening, no. But when I was researching it, there's so many tshuvas on it that it's hard to, who do you pick and choose, right? And I doubt, because you'll see, just keep it in your mind, there's a reason why, as usual, I try to be a little bit even-handed. So tonight, there's no tshuvas of Rav Avadya Yosef, right? No Yabiyom Yechavadah. So see, for a reason. I love this Farish of Jews, but there's a reason why HaChacham Avadya was not included tonight. However, I included my good friend, the Sheol Tshuvas Tshuvas from Hanogos, from Sternbach Shlita, Rav David's friend, the head of the Eidah Charedis in the Badatz in Yerushalayim. So Zuck the Badatz as follows. Sheila Yoledis in Tavarach, Yerushalayim Yerakolish Nogal V'Yishu Yoledis Tavarach Birchas HaGoyim. Right? Because, remember the Torah Chaim, She'edah V'Makam Ba'Yishu Lelechas Le'ezos Nashim V'Barachos, we don't do that because he makes the bracha, she goes, but he doesn't make the bracha, fine. He continues and he says, Omnam, the Magen Avram, ratio test, why don't they make Reprima Gadr? Shabrocha Zulu, Kuleyama, Chova, B'Sheinu Chayovim, Behodos, Rach Le'inyan, Shechianu, Yeshom, Shehi Rishus. Right, so it's an Inyan by Shechianu, but like that. So then he quotes the Sheol Tshuva Halachas Katanos, and he says as follows, that says, Ha'isha Mevarchas Hagom, Mishom, Shekol Kvod Bas Penes Penima. She'ein Mevarchas. She doesn't make the bracha because like this idea of Sneas. Right. So how do we pass in Halacha Lemaisa? Let's cut to the chase. Last paragraph. Ona Mevirchas Hagoyim Bechola. She's Rasa Dina of the Gemara. Roy the Ledes Bechazaka Sakana Lahodas Lashem. It would appear that even a Yoledes, you're going to tell me it's not. There is a Sakana. You cannot tell me there's no Sakana, and there she should be Chayav to give Hodas to the Baruch Shalom. I'm Chasto. Okiyo Shalano, Ayisha Nimsa Be'ezos Noshim. In my Kihila, I assume, although I could be wrong, it's Bey, so I'm not, oh no, it's Aleph. So most probably this is talking about Johannesburg, when he was the Rav in Johannesburg. So in his shul, Be'ezos Noshim, Be'omdim, Be'pesach Be'ezos Knesses, Me'varchas Achar Tzfila, U'kulam Oynim. So he paskins, I don't know if he would retract his tshuva now in Meir Sharm in Yerushalayim, but they used to go to the Ezra's Nashim, they would make a bracha, nobody would, obviously I assume the chisa was high enough, nobody would know what's going on, they wouldn't know who said it, and the men would answer, perfectly fine. And then he writes, just as I pointed out before, V'chein makbidim etzleinu b'sheva yom arba'im, l'zach or shmonim l'nekeva shabal yikabla alea, the husband, kabel alea af she'ein ishto b'beis kereses, so he gets a special aliyah. He does a stuck of dafa chumas a korba, right? He's supposed to give stuck and he gets an aliyah. Fine. Umal Rabbeinu Chazon Ish Zatzal Lo Yiskiv Lanoshim Shiyivorchu Gam Yoledes Baruchas Hakolim Mel Vulai Zesfil Lishlo Sinuya Biyakodesh Noah Beis Dafka Adifa. Zatzal Chazon Ish He Paskin Not good what they do in Johannesburg. Not good maybe what they do in Yerushalayim. He writes, but in Yerushalayim they do it dafka in the houses, so that's okay. But to do it in the shuls, he was against it. The Chazon Ish was against that. No, so we don't paskin like this beer halacha, and I think the beer halacha doesn't paskin like the beer halacha, but where the Chavetz Chaim entertains it as Isha Kagufa, as we mentioned last week, I think his name was Rabbi Druk, I think I remembered, the Rav Nechal Shlomo, where there was a guy who came in, who was there a year in Israel, and he said, my girlfriend just got into a terrible accident, she's nervous, she doesn't want to say Berachos HaGomel, she's embarrassed, can I say it for her? He started laughing. He goes, not only do you not say it for girlfriend, no, it turned out they didn't get married, but Weiser, so what did he say? He said even for a wife you might not even say it, right? So you probably would not. He would make it. He have an aliyah. Fine. Turn over the side. So what about the plane?
I like the hang.
Thank you. Only the older people get what this says. So he says as follows. So it's very important to point out. Very important. I can't tell you. I don't know the Shulchan Aruch at all by heart, but I have not seen this written many times in the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the source number 5. In Rashi Tesla Sivzayim, it says, the Ashkenaz, the Sfard, ain't mevarchim kisholchim l'yuliyah. This is a Shiloh. What happens if you go from town to town? Now, this is not talking about going from over the George Washington Bridge from New York to New Jersey. As we know, travel from Rodin to Pinsk wasn't so pasha in those days. So, clearly, that's what we're talking about. Well, it was a Sakana. Do you say a Birchus HaGoyimel? So he says, the Benaz, right? So we don't pass in that way. This is the Shulchan Aruch talking. Right? This is the Rama. In Ashkenaz and Sfard, they didn't do the ain't mevarchim. Right? The same Shulchan Aruch that says the word Chayim, that it's only done in certain cases of a Chola, and you read the Sayam, and that's it. No other case. But Svard, Zok the Svard, what do they do? No, this Levarah. Ribnesha Kol Hadarchim Bechetko Sakana. Anytime, again, I assume this is defined generation, there is a Makam Sakana, you make Bruchas Agama. That was just an example. You read the Sayam, Midbaros, whatever it is, it's just an example. Anytime you go something that's dangerous, you make it. So it would appear, I think even the Mishnah Berurah comments over here, that the Shulchan Aruch in the second Shita is comparing Birchas HaGoyimel quite similar to Tefillas HaDarach, right? So it's very similar to each other. This is, of course, Hodah after the fact, as opposed to Tefillas HaDarach, which is before. So Mahu Bepasach mi farsa ainum varech lihi mako mechsefar. So the reason why I didn't quote, he's gonna quote over here in the Minchas Yitzchak, the reason why I didn't quote Ravaj is because I'm not sure he's gonna be a good raya for us. Because even if we're gonna talk about the plane, is the plane similar to going over the Yam, or Ravaj is gonna say, yeah, you should make Birchas HaGoyimel. Why? Because, right, and is because any sakana he defines like the Svardim as a makam sakana gets Birchas HaGoyimel. You'll let this? Of course you make Birchas HaGoyimel because it's a makam sakana and doesn't take anything else into account. So that's why I decided not to quote it. Also, I didn't have any space. So I quoted the Minchas Yitzchak. Well, so we quoted Rav Sternbach. But way before Rav Sternbach, there was even, if it could be, even more, someone more chared, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss. Unbelievable. Poisek Hador, the head of the Badats in Yerushalayim, says as follows. U'inyan birchas ha-goyimel nira de'ein mevarchos, kishaparach li'ir li'ir. Right? We passing that when you go year, you don't make a birchas ha-goyimel. Sheharei ha-minuk she'ein mevarchim kishaparach li'ir li'ir. We don't make it year. Right? So even if you're going from one town to another, right? I don't know whatever the towns he said. What is it? Whatever. So, right, you're going from town to town, and right, you live in Italy, right? So you could go to boats every 5 minutes. Yeah, new?
It's Budapest to Vienna.
Exactly. Budapest and Vienna. So,
whose one is that?
Okay, good. Yo'olam lo shemanu, right? Who are we going to make up Birchas HaGoyim? The guy gets off the boat to go to shul. He goes to, right, what are those, like, Sicily to, like, it could be like I make a Birchas HaGoyim. Of course not. It's not just going on the yam. There has to be a sakana. And that's what he holds. There has to be some sort of sakana over here. Akein kegoyim shenoseya ke'eif ba'aviron. If he goes on a plane, the Medina la Medina, right? It's very easy to go on. There's no makam sakana, right? Most people, right? The famous thing: a car is much more dangerous. Don't worry about it. Why do people make a bracha? He says, what do you mean? What's the difference? It's no better than there is a sakana over here. And number two, you're going to be going over water. So, of course you should make a Birchas HaGoyim. Then he writes, I never saw him quote the Yavi Omer. He quotes the Yavi Omer, right, in the new tshuva that was just coming out in Chelik Beis, Rav Avi Yosef says, Ein roi shagoyin shlita ha-mechaber hu svardi. He does not saying this in the negative. He's just a svardi. He's not saying it like that. He thinks it's a svardi. And he's not a rai to tell us that we should make a bracha of Birchas HaGoyim on a plane. Because he says, you always make it. If there's any little sakana, we hold the suffix sakana l'chumra, always make a Birchas HaGoyim. Then he continues and he says, even though, so he goes like this. He starts off by saying, I'm not sure you should make a Birchas HaGoyim over here. Is it a sakana? He says, the truth is, most people make it, so we should make it. But he points out as follows, and he says, and bottom line, ulam, the last line of the first paragraph, ulam nemerli, b'shem, maran ha'goyim nisat mishlita, shesiv levaris. So he paskins for his chasidim, that you should make a Birchas HaGoyim if you're going on a plane. Right? Divrei Yoyel. Is there any other Zalman Rebbe? The Divrei Yoyel. Fine. Viter. So now it's in Beis, what does he say? And he says, but I will point out to you that the machlekes of the Admirs, the Zalman Rebbe on one hand, against the Belzer Rebbe. So what happened? Aval b'shar hevia b'shem ha'goyin ha'koydish mi'belzer shlita shetziva levarech v'lo shem ha'malchus. He says, no, you can go on a plane, make the bracha b'shem ha'malchus. V'lo! It's not because it's not of the same makam sakana. Ella, the sphere laid the abrad of a yoisa sakana. He says, no, there's more sakana. So why not? Why don't you make it b'shem malchus? You know why? What we said before. Bitsara havia haba al ha'odam shalomidato. Right? Again. Hayu mechunim lemusim lemnashad lesham yisparach mesonim. Well, a person puts himself in his own sakana? You want to go on a plane? So don't give Rahu does the Rona Shalom. You shouldn't put yourself in the Mokum Sakana. I feel bad about it, so say Birchas HaGoyim without Shema Malchus. But you can't say Hashem's name, it's a Sophic. Who told you to put yourself in Mokum Sakana?
Why
is it different in the scheme?
What?
So I think the implication of the Gemara, I guess, is that he we'll see in a second, like he had no choice.
No, but even if you put yourself in the situation, God still saves you.
I'm not the Belzer Rebbe. You're right. You're holding like a Satmar. Clearly, you look like a Satmar Chassid. So,
that's
no, you're right. I didn't want to say it. So, fine. And he quotes the name of the Chassam Sofer, and then he quotes again, other truths of the Ma'arim Shik. Al shehichnis atmo litzara, it has to put himself in makam sakana. Ma she'ein bi'avron lo hichrich oisa leilech da'avir, right? He put himself in that sakana. Lo efshar b'yeshivas alidei rakevet. So this is what he says, which I don't think is true. So who told him to get onto the plane? Let him go on I really don't understand. Let him stay on ground, right? He could have taken a train, right? Or he could have gone, right? Ubayam, what do you mean? I sfina, the lo have sakana kolkach. But we said that you would say Birchas HaGoyim. So I don't particularly understand this Belzer Rebbe as much, because of my lack of understanding, but I'm just not 100% sure what the difference is over here. Meaning, let's say, I think you would define, even though, you know, we say that whole hullabaloo that planes is much safer than a car. Tachlis, though, you know, as much as it is, you know, a plane crashes, you know, there are no airbags there. So, I think there is a makam sakana that we could definitely define. And the question would be only, it seems that according to almost all the poskim, including this Minchas Yitzchak, who brings this, he seems to say that. The Tzela Chachma says, Rav Tzal Stern, so he says that, and the Abiya Omer, the Sefer Yezer, and even the Chazon Ish, and again we said the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Chaim Kanievsky wasn't so sure about Lamakom, But many seem to say this, right? With Shlomo Zalman. Be'er Moshe is the only one I saw. The Be'er Moshe says you shouldn't say it, and the Betzel HaChachma quotes a shita that says you shouldn't say B'Shem HaMalchus, the Chakov Yaakov, the Kenyan Torah, and the Be'er Zerav says we shouldn't say a bit, right? But what we really should have started this year with, but what we'll end this year with, is probably one of the most famous tshuvas of the Rav Moshe, and one of the most, the tshuva that clearly was not accepted by at least most people, all except Shem Yisrael, who seemed to do it right away. He said he's heard it. Right. Good. So he says as follows. Hine b'davar hanoseya b'airplane. Right? So what is, how do you say airplane in Hebrew nowadays?
Aviron.
No. Matos, no? Matos. Right? Aviron is like saying I'm going to the Beit Shemosh. Right? So here, the Rav Moshe never used any Hebrew words. He said airplane. So this was a little bit easier to understand. Usually he was, you know, he would spell it with beis, ayin, reish, aleph, af, you know. So here's a little bit easier. Imsarach levarach hagoymel kishahaya b'yom shakeit. Right? There's nothing, no problems, no problems, there's no weather problems. It's a clear, beautiful day. No, you still make a bracha. Doesn't matter, right? Because there is makom sakonik, right? So Moshe has this famous tshuva. It goes on for a while. Because who can tell me it's worse than going on a boat? It's the same thing. But then he passes this unbelievable thing in the last, this was the last actually part of his tshuva, portion. She'ein chilek ben nosea be'airplane. Lemavir yam, all in Osea b'makom yabasha lemakom. Right, so makom lemakom. He's getting on a plane and he's going. Who just said that? He's going from Newark. I didn't know this. I just found this out. You can take a helicopter, Nebuch Sarena, from Kennedy to Newark. Newark to Kennedy. You could even take it from Newark to right. People very rich, $225. You get off the plane in Newark. You go onto a helicopter and they land. I don't know, in Trump Tower somewhere. So he says, no, I'm not saying Rav Moshe said that, but yeah, you're getting on a plane, you go to Memphis, Tennessee, you go to, right, where did that guy go? Nashville, Tennessee. So you make up, of course you make up Birchas Sakana. What's the difference? It's Sakana, Sakana. Okay, so obviously, so people have to define,
again, the car, I come back to saying.
So the car, you're going to say.
Say you say it every time you get in the car.
Right, so the Svardim, I think, are going to say, no. So that Rav Moshe doesn't say that, clearly doesn't say that. The question is why. So one could say, although I probably, what's his name, would get me in trouble, Yanki and Shimi would say I'm wrong, then maybe that this tshuva clearly was written in the 50s or 60s, and there was a different situation with planes than there are nowadays. I'm not so sure that's true. I saw something scary this morning. I don't know why they do this. Every morning CNN says, maybe the 60s, it's Orchaim Beis. It's probably written in the 60s. So he says, I will look it up, I didn't see when he wrote it. So they say, how's the plane travel today? So they give you a map. This was at when I wasn't working, so whatever time it was. And they show a map, right? It's about 11 o'clock. I just woke up. And they show the map. And they show, in the United States of America, you can Google this. You can go on Google, Nebuch. And they show there's 683 planes in the air right now. 683 planes. And the numbers, they look like they're all hitting each other. Right? So I don't know if it's so possible. You don't say it's a cable. According to Revolution, it might be right. There is an unbelievable, you know, possibility of sakana. Okay, you know, I don't know. There are different lanes or whatever. So, halacha l'maisa, most have accepted, like Rav Moshe's first part, that you make it when you go on a plane, and we don't say, well, this travel was very, very, you know, exciting. I mean, I will tell you that if you go on a very long trip, and you're going, I don't care if you're going on a bus, when the bus finally stops at your location, nobody claps. Right, but when you get on a plane, for some reason, when it lands, everybody used to clap. Everybody claps. Why do people clap? Because I think they know there's a makom sakana. Thank you for a lamp. Meaning, like, you're telling the guy, wow, you did your job. Great job. And you say to your mom, thanks so much. I can't believe we got here. No, so I think that means that there is a makom sakana. It's my ha'ara. So those are my only chedushim, I could say. So it could be that there is a makom sakana. Again, according to Rav Moshe, it would be, and there are people today who do that. They make a birchas ha'goyimel. They make a birchas ha'goyimel even in these types of situations. But most people say that you go on a plane, you do make a birchas ha'goyimel. Yes, it is true. It's quoted in the name of the Briska Rav and many others that they didn't make a birchas ha'goyimel. Some say in the name of the Rav, and that a birchas ha'goyimel was never said by an airplane. Of course, unless it was a certain makom sakana. When and what was the reason? One possibility this Minchas Yitzchak addressed was that on a plane you're putting yourself in the makom sakana. Although we didn't understand that because it would appear the same thing. The difference could be that it's a case of, are you putting yourself in the sakana because you're going for travel, or you have no choice, you have to go on the plane for whatever reason. And the possibility, we said the Be'er Zerebi and others, who entertained the possibility that the B'li Shem HaMalchus, again, because of the fact that who told you to put yourself in that situation? And then the Igros Moshe says, no, you're always playing Shabbos. He said, most Rabba Poiskim say that a person should say Birchas HaGoyimel as long as he's going over water. For some reason, there are some people who think this only applies to Eretz Yisrael. You only make a Birchas HaGoyimel Eretz Yisrael, no, it would be any water. So if a person, for argument's sake, gets on a plane and he goes to Barbados or Bahamas, or you go over Laura Laney. So, no. So that wouldn't be. So that I don't think, that's not, I mean, according to Ramosha, yes, but it would have to be one of the bigger bodies. That's correct. I mean, you travel over the George Washington Bridge, you could tie in if you go by plane, right? But that we don't say. It has to be a real, you know, a bona fide, so that you would say it would apply to everything according to these posts. I mean, going back to the original question. Yeah. Right. So that's the same shaila by the desert, correct. The same shaila by the desert is that nowadays, or you're driving over the, so you're going to tell me, hochei midbar. So what's the difference between hochei midbar? So sometimes you're right. That no, there is still a makam sakana, because you get stuck. It could be, nowadays, they, at least in the United States of America, they have all these radar systems that it's very difficult to get stuck in. But yeah, okay, so you're correct. That would be one of the shilas. Going back to our original thing about the yoledes, so again, the question would be, by the yoledes, number one, Rav Shlomo Zalman says you don't make it not out anything else other than quote Bat HaMelech Pinima. It's not appropriate, it's not theistic, although they made it in their houses. Whereas we saw the Chazon Ish didn't like it, the Chuvas V'Hanagas said that they said it in shul, so a lot of different shitas. And of course, a person, when it comes to Gomel, I just wanted to point out, it's not just a poshut thing. A person should consult a competent poshut on this inyan. Just to end off, as we said last week, Birchas HaGoyimel is giving shelch v'aydah to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Even if you paskin that you're not going to say a Birchas HaGoyimel, there is still a chiyuv, and this is where Rav Sternbach ends off his tshuva when he's talking about plane travel. He says, okay, so now you're paskin that you don't have to say it. So say a mizmor l'soida, say it to Hillel, give stucco. You shouldn't give stucco. Come on, right? Sponsor a Tuesday night cheer. Something. But of course you should go ahead and do that. Birchas HaGoyimel is good. In some hands, one could argue that Birchas HaGoyimel would be better if the person just gave stucco and said more mizmorim. So that he should go ahead and recognize that something did happen, and even because he was guilty, whatever it is, Rebbeinu Shalom recognizes every place. But why is it that we answer it, right? Not many brachas do answer it, not just amen. Good things should happen to you. Why? Oh, the fact that you recognize that Rebbeinu Shalom is actually involved in your life all the time, oh, you put yourself on a level now. That's what Birchas HaGoyimel is. You say, I'm chayav, I was guilty of doing this, but you know what? The Rebbeinu Shalom watches after me. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't give patches to people that he doesn't care about. So that's something also to give hodah to the Rebbeinu Shalom for. Thank you to be in that oydeh chakeyani sani v'ati yushua. The Rebbeinu Shalom put it, Rosh Chodesh is coming, he put me in the situation, so I'm happy that the Rebbeinu Shalom loves me, that he puts me in the situation for me to learn, so that people can be in the bracha of that all should be good in the future, and this shouldn't happen again.